The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Have you ever been somewhere and just felt completely underdressed?
Oh.
How do you handle that? I want to talk about it right now. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Okay, so we were out at a party the other night, and I felt good, right? We were leaving. I said, Otto, how do I look? He's like, good. He looked good. We walked in. Yeah, we were not dressed for that. Everybody was dressed to the nines. And I had nice clothes on, but it wasn't like that. And I even had people saying, where's your hat? Where's your boots? And, you know, we work. I get up at 3 a.m. I didn't feel like doing all that. I did dress well. And then about 10 seconds in, I thought, I look fine. You know what I wore? I wore confidence.
Oh, I wore confidence.
And after that, I walked with my head held high, had people coming over asking me, where'd you get those boots? Blah, blah, blah. So I felt good after I really settled in and realized it doesn't matter if you're underdressed or overdressed. Just be yourself.
In hindsight, but yeah. But in the moment, it sucks.
It did.
It's the worst,
I'm not gonna lie. But it's happened a lot of times where I will be in this place. Otto just DJ'd this, I think it's called an après ski party.
Yeah.
After ski party.
And when they told me, they were like, hey, just dress like you would dress after you're done skiing. And so I wear sweats and a hoodie.
I told you.
And I showed up to the party in sweats and a hoodie and a beanie.
Oh, no.
And everybody was in Chanel and Gucci.
Yeah, it was like
and I was like, I am way underdressed.
I wore a fur coat down. Yeah. You know, I wore a fur hat, like everything. And everybody's like, oh, you look great. And then they look at Otto and say, great music.
Yeah. Literally, the people came up to me, they're like, oh, my gosh, Dana, you look amazing. You're Otto. Dana, you look so good.
But if you wear confidence, it shouldn't matter. I really mean that because I don't ever judge anybody.
I brought the party, okay?
When I started thinking about it, I don't ever judge anybody by what they're wearing. I don't care.
Yeah, but there are times and places where you should be wearing the attire that is requested. I went on what I thought was like a hike. Turns out I don't have hiking gear. You got, like, in order to go hiking, you need hiking boots.
Oh, I didn't know a real hike, Anthony.
You got to go real hike.
Can't wear your Cortezes,
Yeah, yeah. I was walking through with Nike and, like, basketball gym shorts, and I turned out, like, I'm not a hiker.
You must have had stickers all over you and all kinds of stuff, yeah.
We stayed very much on the trails, but in that moment, when she was like, where are your boots at? I was like, ooh.
It also happens,
like, when you feel out of place. I think that's, like, at the core of what we're talking about.
It is. It's feeling out of place.
Feeling out of place.
That's why I said you have to wear confidence. Obviously, if you're going on a hike, you can't go off trail if you're in Nike Cortezes. So
yeah,
that's
sometimes
different.
The confidence is all you have.
So for me, walking into that event, I could have lost it. Like, I could have felt bad about myself. And then I was like, no, it's okay.
Confidence is key.
Confidence is key. Yeah, exactly. And your girl next year, she's coming with it, okay? We go back to this party. All right, so what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
All right, we have National Dress Up Your Pet Day.
Oh, we got to dress our dogs and
no,
dress Lord Oliver.
We got two huskies. Huskies hate to be dressed up.
They really do. I remember last time I tried to put something on my dog, she just wouldn't move. She's like, I'm not moving. All right, what else do we
have? And we'll wrap it up on Feast of the Ass Day.
What?
Sounds like a party to me.
Oh, gosh.
This is actually an old Christian holiday that goes back to French medieval times and celebrated all the donkeys in the Bible.
Oh!
Yeah, my favorite donkey, this one.
Of course I'm all alone.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So there's this woman that's been charged after burning her boyfriend's clothes in a barbecue pit because it caused the entire apartment complex to burn down.
Oh.
The whole complex burned to the ground.
Oh, that's awful.
I understand she's a woman scorned. Her man was going behind her back and doing things he shouldn't be doing. That is stupid. You burn him inside on the stove. No, I'm just kidding. You don't do that. You don't burn the clothes, period. It reminded me of the movie Waiting to Exhale. There's a movie from back in the 90s. You have to go way, way back. And it is Angela Bassett. And she's married to this guy. And he starts cheating on her with his coworker. And she's put her entire career on hold. And she burns his clothes up outside in his Rolls Royce.
I was your white woman for 11 years.
Exactly.
I forgot about that movie.
She literally put the clothes in the car, set them on fire. And here comes the fire guy, sheriff's department. Ma'am, your car's on fire. And she said, yeah, I know.
Well, that's only cool in movies.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not cool in real life, lady. She probably got her inspiration from the movie.
17 apartments.
Though.
Now people, 17 people are homeless because she, I mean, obviously, you know, she was upset about what her boyfriend did, but that doesn't give you the right to do anything like this.
So it wasn't just the fire. So think about what happens, right? She puts the clothes in the barbecue pit. The fire starts. So then everybody's...
And then she leaves.
Yeah, she just thought it was
she
the clothes.
She left and that's when the fire started.
But what happened is it set all the alarms off. The water starts pouring into everybody's house.
Mm.
That's the most damage that was done. It wasn't the fire, and then just the water in everybody's apartments ruining everything.
My good friend Frank, you guys know Frank.
Frank.
His father owns a production studio, and he had a building, and they had everything in it, and it burned down.
Ooh.
And me and him, when we were talking about everything, his dad was just saying how, for him, it was how traumatic it happened, how quick it happened.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was a more traumatic part for him, where he was just like, I got the call. And by the time I was over there, I pretty much watched the rest of my studio and everything I want burned down.
Gosh.
And I think like that's like when I hear about those.
He had insurance, all right.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter though.
Yeah. And it's still like, So my thought is like when this, when you're telling me the story, is like my thoughts are with those 17 people who had nothing to do with this and how quick your life can just literally go.
Yes. 17 families.
17
families. Also the violence of a fire. Fire is very violent. It's very fast. It just engulfs everything.
My dad's house, the house that I grew up in, it started on fire.
I remember, yes.
My dad was asleep in the house, woke up.
Thank God
he woke
smoke,
up. And the outside, it's a refrigerator, but it's like one of those big...
The freezer?
The big freezer.
The big freezer top. How old was that freezer?
It was older than I am. And it had electrical fire, and it burnt that side of the house. And I'm just lucky that my dad woke up.
Yeah,
though.
100%.
Oh, absolutely. My uncle, Frankie, my Theo Frankie that helped raise me, died in a house fire. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're all very blessed that your father woke up for that. Manny from Pasadena, he says, old Mexican proverb, por pendeja, because she was stupid. She shouldn't have done that. Absolutely. So she's been charged by authorities.
She's in jail.
Oh, yeah. You think?
She needs to be, yes.
Yeah, of course. She's been charged with reckless arson, which is a felony. She's going to be in there for a while. There was some kind of domestic disturbance happening before all this went down. I guess the man was with another woman. You know, I don't understand what happened. I understand the anger of it all.
I do understand the anger. What she did was ridiculous, and it turned into a humongous thing. I've acted ridiculous after finding out that somebody was cheating on me.
Not you, Otto.
Yeah.
Husband of mine now.
Let me paint the picture. I'm 18 years old. I have a girlfriend, and I found out she's cheating with another guy. And I'm not going to lie, my ego was destroyed. Then he starts talking, and my friends are like, oh, this guy's talking about he took your girl, he did this and that.
Oh,
so,
no.
Doubling down on the ego crush. So I heard that he was at a party. I just decided I was going to go over there and go have a talk with him. And in all reality, as I walked into the house, I told him, come outside. And I beat him up.
No, Otto.
And then, you know, he had to be in the hospital for a while. And then I almost went to prison over this. I actually was in court for over 6 months. I ended up doing a lot of community service and having... I didn't have to spend any time in jail because the judge was my brother's elementary basketball coach. And he said... He was like, I know that you're not a bad person.
You made a bad decision.
You made a bad decision. If I put you in prison at 18, it's going to change your life, the trajectory of your life entirely. And I had baseball scholarships lined up. He said, you go play baseball, but you're going to have all these hours of community service. Go do all this.
Did you learn your lesson?
I learned my lesson. I spent a lot of time at the Boys and Girls Club cleaning up a lot of stuff I didn't want to do.
What happened to that guy?
I have no idea.
Have you ever thought of apologizing to him?
No, I still don't like him.
You are so wrong.
I mean, rightfully so. I mean, he did what he did.
Yeah.
And it's like...
That's her fault. It wasn't his fault. What? It was her fault. She's the one that was in the relationship.
I'm not friends with her either.
Oh, okay.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Duncan just hired a huge hip-hop artist to represent their brand. Otto will tell you who in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show inside Progressive Insurance Studios. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
I never thought I'd start hottest hashtags by saying Elizabeth Warren and Trump are working together.
What?
Oh.
But Senator Elizabeth Warren and Trump are working together to cap credit card interest rates at 10%.
Oh.
This is something that Senator Warren has been working on for years and years. And she went on a rant recently, like affordability and the president said blah, blah, blah. And he called her and said he wants to work with her. And she said, well, your senators, your friends here don't. I've got two bills that have been on the for years. And he says he's going to push it through.
That, so, I mean, that'd be great.
Oh,
I mean,
please.
Some people are paying 29%.
Or, yeah, I think it's up to 32% is the legal limit. But can you imagine 10%? That would be so amazing. We will see if it happens. I really hope so, because there are people drowning in credit card debt. People are buying groceries with credit cards, paying their mortgage with credit cards. This would be something good for everyone. All right, Automatic, what do we have for food news?
Dunkin' is launching a protein refresher with Megan Thee Stallion.
Let's go, Megan!
So hottie, she's going to have...
Hottie, 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 hottie.
So her and Dunkin' are going to have some new drinks. And hers is going to be called the Megan Mango Protein Mango? Refresher.
Delicious.
And her code name for this whole campaign is Proteina. You know how she calls herself,
yeah,
Tina
Proteina,
though?
I know, Proteina. Why does she do peach?
Because she's got a peach.
She is so gorgeous. Her body, that's what hard work produces. On the other side of that is what my body produces.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Do you ever look at your school pictures when you were little and think, what were my parents thinking? Okay, why are we talking about this? So earlier, we were talking about showing up to a place and just being way underdressed. What about just being not dressed well? Now, Otto, this is a story that our daughter shared with us, Ava Maddox. She went to her first school dance. It was junior high, and her best friend, Savannah, at the time, she went with Ava Maddox, our daughter. And she said, Mom, you know, Savannah's family, they're most Mexican. And her mom assumed, oh, it's a dance. It's a baile. So she got her dressed up in this huge, ruffly dress.
Oh.
It's junior high. And curled her hair.
Looked amazing.
She looked amazing. Sparkly shoes. Well, she showed up and all the girls are like in sneakers and jeans.
Oh.
And Savannah's looking like she's going to a quinceañera. It looks beautiful. But Ava was like, Mom, Savannah was just so
mortified.
Mortified.
Big cultural differences right there.
And had to sit there for 3 hours. Like,
oh, it's tough.
I said, well, Mija, did you dance with her? And she says, yeah, we were on the dance floor. But everybody was like, why are you dressed like that? Nobody understood. So, you know, Savannah never went to a school dance for the rest of the year after that. And I was looking at one of my pictures, because my mom, obviously, is with me right now. We were talking about it, and she had it on her phone. I don't know what grade I'm in. I must be like 5 or 6. But my grandmother had put me in these 2 ponytails, and I had those ball...
Princess Leia?
No.
No, it's like, they're like elastic with balls on the end.
Oh, yeah,
like old school hair ties.
Yeah, I remember
they're
those.
So back right now, by the way. They're so back. And then my head looked like a cow had licked it. It was so slicked back. I still remember she would use this Aquanet hairspray. Gosh. It's not the best look on me. And then you know your girl here has the biggest forehead on the planet. So just like, kids used to make fun of my ponytails.
Yeah. Anytime there was a bad fashion decision in my upbringing, it was all self-imposed. It's on myself, because I was like very much influenced by the young Kanye West, but just didn't have the young Kanye West dress budget. So
there was
a plethora.
Doubling up your polos.
Oh, there was a plethora of swing and misses, and there was a wild time when it was like Kanye and the Jersey Shore, and we don't have to get into all that, but
those two is bad.
I didn't have the budget for any of that, so.
I'll just let you know, there's people that still dress like that.
Oh, no!
When I was young, I remember my mom, because we were on the poorer side, she decided she was going to make us clothes, and she made me a whole Hawaiian outfit.
Oh, hey.
Shirt and shorts.
Woo.
You win.
I won't even show you
those
pictures.
Nobody dressed like that then or now, so you win that one.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Lionel Mendoza is only 11 years old, and he just set a new world record for his age group at the Houston Half Marathon, clocking in at 1 hour and 23 minutes.
Whoa.
Beating the last record by almost a full minute.
Dang.
His average mile for 1 hour and 23 minutes was 6 minutes per mile. What the heck?
That's amazing.
I can't run a 6-minute mile, just one. I remember being in PE when I was little.
Yeah.
And you have to do the mile. You have to do a mile under 12 minutes. I'd be like 11:58.
And for the young homie, too, this is also just his second time running it.
Yes.
I think it's also a really cool story of like setting goals and beating those goals.
I think he did it the first time in 1 hour 27.
Yeah. So he beat his own goal, right? Like Anthony just said. And then obviously the world record now. But his mom got interviewed by KRIV, and she's talking, basically she knew since he was little.
The first time I ever ran a race with him, we did a 5K. He was 7. Guess he beat me by 30 seconds in a 5K when he was 7 years old.
Today I broke a world record in the half marathon, 1:23:23.
beat the 11-year-old world record by 35 seconds. The first official world record I've gotten so far, and like my first big success in a half marathon.
I love it. He's like, it's my first.
The first official one that he's got.
But not his last.
There it
you
is.
You can just tell.
Obviously
he's
not.
His chest.
Yeah, I think he's going to represent the USA someday in the Olympics.
For
no
sure.
No pressure.
No, none at all, bro. He has goals. He's going to achieve them and beat them. I think he's already done it.
How at 11 can he run that far?
I did a lot of running growing up, and I would never like him, but your boy clocked his own 5-minute miles before.
My freshman year, I got a 5:30.
You too, Otto?
Yeah.
So yeah.
But that was just one mile.
What you running today, Otto?
Like an 8, maybe a 9.
Yeah, I can't really remember the last time I really ran full speed. So, but.
Oh, Otto and I did it the other day. One time, we were sore for like 3 days after we finished.
Dana, I've been friends with you for over a decade. I don't think I've ever seen you run once.
Actually, we did. When we did the whole radio tug of war contest, I did the running, the sprints, and I, you know how
you say that, but I don't remember
you
out there.
You came up to me and you said, "Dang, Dana, you're fast," because you never seen me move past tortoise speed.
Yeah, never seen you run. But you know what? We'll etch that into history.
You know what I thought?
You
noticed
my silence on this.
Whatever. You know I'm fast. I still beat my kids. And
she did beat Ava in a race.
I still beat the girls. I'm fast. But let me tell you what I thought I was going to be when I was little. Tetherball champion.
Tetherball champion.
I thought I was going to grow up and be like...
You and Napoleon Dynamite?
I didn't know it wasn't a professional sport. You should see me. I could wrap it around that ball so fast.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
The queen of hip-hop soul has confirmed a Vegas residency. If you know, you know. And if you don't, I'll explain who it is and when the concerts are taking place after we get down with famous people's birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Slick Rick celebrating his birthday. Man. And we also have David Grohl, LL Cool J, and Jason Bateman.
Gosh, some big birthdays today. All right, so Miss Mary J. Blige has confirmed her residency.
Where's she going to be at?
At Park MGM.
Oh, okay.
And she's doing 2 this summer. So it's going to be in May and also July. If you want the official dates, you can hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Shoot me a DM. I'll send you the article. This will be an all-live event, she said, and she is putting on the best choreography, all live vocals. Mary can sing. You know, think about all of her hits. You can go all the way back to the 90s.
What's the 411?
With Real Love, yep. And then flash forward to the 2000s with Family Affair.
Yeah.
And as a Dr. Dre production, yes. Some people don't know that. She really went into the mainstream with those Dre beats behind her. I'm excited about this one right here.
Hey, I know you are because
good.
The song that you always say is our song is a Mary J. Blige song.
Oh, Be Without You.
Yeah.
I love that song. I forgot about her ballads too. Somebody is really slaying at her Vegas residency. It's not her first round either. Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, that makes sense.
She's doing all the classics, isn't she?
She is. Yeah.
Also, she also kind of reminds me of like a Vegas style performer.
She could sing. She could dance. Well, yeah. She could kind of sing. She could dance.
Otto, you don't have to do that.
But as long as she's doing her classic hits and not the new stuff, because I don't think people really check for her new stuff because they think of her in the recent years as more of an actress than an actual musician.
You said that, Otto, and so did your sister. Sister Maddox, actually. She and I were talking about it because we were talking about it, taking a girls' trip to Vegas. She's like, I'd like to see Jennifer Lopez. I was like, oh, me too. She's like, but I want to hear Jenny from the Block, J-Lo, not this new stuff she's putting out. And I had to concur. She's like, because all I think about when I think about Jennifer Lopez is acting now, her big movies. And she should be excited about that.
Yeah.
Just play
the
stuff.
But I mean, she's got some hits from the early 2000s.
Like, when it comes to performing in Vegas, it's more than just the music. Because like I think of her, like, she could even be like, you know, they have acts like the Blue Man Group, they have different types of styles and shows and magicians and stuff there. And when you're performing in Vegas, it's a world audience. So you have to be able to do more and dance and stuff. And I bet you she probably mixes in music that ain't hers because she's a great dancer.
Back to Mary J. Blige. She's not much of a dancer. She's not much of a performer like that. But I'm sure she's going to surround herself with people like that.
Yeah, and then with her, too. Like she mentioned going to the live vocals, which I'm a big fan of how music artists are doing what they're doing now with the backup tracks. But also, live vocals are live vocals. And Mary J. Blige's live vocals are amazing.
You were just talking about the fact that it's Mary J. and maybe she doesn't dance as well. Mariah Carey just has people carrying her around the stage. Nobody cares.
And she sells out all the time.
Nobody cares. We just want to hear the music. Who would you love to see start a Vegas residency? Ooh. Usher's done it. 50 Cent has done it. Who do you think should do it this year? 877-730-DCS1. Tap in. We'll be back after this.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.